A poor economy often results in more problem gambling. But Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling Executive Director Rose Gruber says increased accessibility to gambling also contributes.
No matter where you go, you can gamble. You can gamble online, casinos, lottery, sports betting.
Not to mention in bars, restaurants, and homes. Because of this, the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling Helpline continues to see more and more calls every year from gamblers and their family members. The average gambling helpline caller has a $40,000 debt, although Gruber says it's probably much higher. She says callers have generally hit rock bottom financially and are often suicidal. Also, Gruber says women and teens are gambling much more than they did in the past. She says this is the first generation of young adults that considers playing poker or gambling online a normal, everyday activity.
It's easy to hide. We also know that parents are okay with, hey, if my kid's playing poker in my basement on Friday night with his friends, I know where they are, I know they're safe. So they think they're protecting them from other behaviors we don't want our kids out doing, drinking, et cetera. In reality, it's not, because if you have a kid who's at risk, you're putting him in danger of becoming addicted to gambling.
In addition to the gambling helpline, there are 68 Gamblers Anonymous groups in Wisconsin. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.